Hello everyone. Recently, the electric vehicle manufacturer Rivian held an in-depth briefing on autonomous driving and AI technology. During this time, we've also seen Rivian's stock price form a bottom breakout pattern. These events make me feel like something significant might be happening. So, in today's video, I want to talk about my views on autonomous driving and the investment opportunities within it. Speaking of autonomous driving, undoubtedly, the biggest player on the table right now is Tesla. In terms of autonomous driving technology, Tesla is pursuing a purely vision-based approach, relying entirely on cameras, like human eyes, to drive. Using only cameras, of course, offers a huge cost advantage. By eliminating lidar and radar, the hardware cost per vehicle can be reduced by thousands of dollars. For a company like Tesla, which sells over a million cars a year, the cost savings are astronomical. Of course, I think saving costs shouldn't be Tesla's main goal. More importantly, it's Tesla's extreme belief in AI within its corporate culture. Tesla believes that human driving relies on two eyeballs and a brain to navigate the road. Considering all the situations mentioned, why wouldn't AI work? Therefore, they believe that as long as the algorithm is good enough and the computing power is strong enough, relying solely on vision can perfectly solve all problems. At the same time, the numerous Tesla cars running around the world are essentially acting as eyes collecting information for their AI brain. However, pure visual technology has its limitations. For example, in foggy weather, even our eyes might not be able to see clearly, so what should the camera do? In such extreme situations, lidar demonstrates excellent physical reliability. It is precisely for this reason that Rivian chose a different path, using a multimodal sensing fusion technology combining vision, radar, and lidar. In its new generation of vehicles, Rivian uses 11 high-resolution cameras, 5 high-performance radars, and more importantly, it has for the first time incorporated a hidden front-facing lidar. In the past, we thought of lidar as something ugly and bulky like the one on Waymo, mounted on the outside of the car body. But now, it can be hidden inside the car body. I believe that with the advancement of this technology, lidar can not only be made very small, but can even be made invisible. It's incredibly cheap. The camera might mistakenly perceive a painted canvas as a road in the distance, but the lidar will tell the processor that it looks like a wall. So, the existence of lidar is to verify that what we see isn't necessarily the truth. From a safety perspective, I believe lidar is necessary as a crucial safety verification tool. I myself am a Tesla owner. When I use FSD, I'd say 99% of the roads are fine, but there's that 1% of the road where you really feel nervous. If there were lidar, many things would become much better. How should I put it? It would give you more confidence. Of course, both lidar and radar are very expensive, so this multimodal fusion technology faces two huge problems. The first problem is cost. A good lidar costs hundreds or even thousands of dollars. The second is the technical difficulty. You have to fuse the camera's image, the radar's electromagnetic waves, and the lidar's point cloud data together within a thousandth of a second to make the correct decision. This requires very high demands on algorithms and computing power. Anyway, whether it's Tesla's pure vision approach or Rivian's multimodal approach, less than control 100 greater than autonomous driving technology. Currently, there is still a lot of room for improvement. It's not perfect yet. I believe that with time, it will improve significantly, and that's something I can foresee. However, when we talk about autonomous driving today, what I want to discuss more is not the driving technology itself. I want to talk about how it's disrupting people's perception of cars and transportation. Currently, two main business models have emerged in the field of autonomous driving. The first is what we are all familiar with, robo-taxis or self-driving taxis. Its business model is called Mobility as a Service, MaaS. Currently, Google's Waymo is a leader in this area, and Tesla's Cybercab and Amazon's Zoox are also targeting this market. The logic is very simple. To eliminate the biggest cost, which is the driver's salary. Data shows that drivers' salaries account for 70% to 80% of Uber's operating costs. Therefore, the profession of Uber driver may disappear in the future. The other model is, this business model has a strong winner-takes-all characteristic. Once a company deploys enough vehicles in a city to reduce user waiting times to around 3 minutes, it can establish a network effect, making it difficult for later competitors to catch up. The second business model is Software as a Service, SaaS. This is exemplified by Tesla's FSD and Rivian's future autonomous driving system. This completely disrupts the revenue structure of car manufacturers. For example, traditional car sales are a one-time transaction. You pay the money, you get the car, and that's the end of it, with no further relationship with the car manufacturer. However, once the SaaS model is established, after you buy the car, you still have to pay a monthly subscription fee to unlock the full autonomous driving features. For example, I currently pay this fee to Tesla every month. Therefore, when we look at Rivian and Tesla in the future, the focus of their financial reports may no longer be on how many cars they sold. Car sales will eventually reach a saturation point, but rather on how many people subscribe to their FSD service. This business model is somewhat similar to Netflix and Spotify use this subscription model. The gross profit margin for this type of software subscription can reach over 80%, and this subscription revenue is a continuous and recurring income, right? This can push the valuation of a company that originally manufactured cars, a manufacturing industry, from a price-to-earnings ratio of a few times or a dozen times to that of a technology stock, reaching 30 times, 40 times, or even higher than 50 times. But there's a problem. Why don't established traditional car giants like Ford, General Motors, and Toyota participate in this? They couldn't possibly have missed this trend, right? So, is it that they don't want to do it, or that they can't do it? My view is that they have seen this trend, and they are trying to do it. But maybe they really can't do it. Why? Because their corporate DNA cannot adapt to this change, from traditional mechanical engineering to AI and software engineering. There are also two invisible but incredibly wide moats here. One is self-developed chips, and the other is data. Let's talk about chips first. Tesla has its own FSD chip and AJ supercomputer, and RIA has also just released its own self-developed 5-nanometer chip. So this chip, does a company absolutely have to develop its own chips? Some people ask if they can use chips like those from Nvidia or Mobileye for autonomous driving. The answer is no. If a car company wants to achieve a closed commercial loop in autonomous driving, it must have its own chips, just like the leading AI companies are all developing their own chips now, such as Google, Meta, and Amazon. Because algorithms, computing power, and data must all be in their own hands to form this core competitiveness. This leads to the second core principle. The more cars on the road, the more information and data collected, the more powerful the AI becomes, and the better the driving experience provided by the AI. A better driving experience attracts more people to buy your cars and subscribe to your services. This is a constantly self-accelerating positive cycle, which is called the data flywheel effect. Once this flywheel starts spinning, it's very difficult for others to catch up. Therefore, traditional car companies like Ford, General Motors, and Toyota have produced millions or tens of millions of cars, but they haven't turned these cars into their data sources. They haven't formed a huge fleet of data. Furthermore, they lack the ability to develop their own chips. The final result is that they can only rely on. They rely on Nvidia or Mobileye's reference designs and solutions. However, in the end, you'll find that traditional car manufacturers will ultimately be reduced to mere hardware assembly plants, giving away the most core and profitable value. Having discussed this, the overall landscape of autonomous driving is now very clear. Firstly, there's the competition between the pure vision-based approach represented by Tesla and the multimodal approach represented by Waymo and others. Secondly, there's the emergence of new business models, the competition between mobility as a service and software as a service. Thirdly, the value of automobiles is changing, shifting from hardware to software. Finally, and most importantly, the ability to develop proprietary chips and the data flywheel effect are becoming the deepest and widest moats for this new generation of car manufacturers and automotive giants. Regarding autonomous driving, I believe that the next 2 years will see an explosion in both technology and business models. I think both Tesla and Waymo are worth paying close attention to. I've already written down my analysis of these two stocks, including under what circumstances I would participate, how I would participate, and my expected bottom line and action plan. In my trading notes, interested viewers can check them out there. That's all for now.